Still thinking about, you know, the games we play. I was talking about yesterday with the games, World War 1942 computer games and so forth. And I started thinking about it more, and I realized we actually play all kinds of games in the world, everyday life that we live. You know, we could play, well, I don't know how to say it. I think I have it at the tip of my tongue. We sort of play a game where we draw a line in the sand and we say, this is just and this is right. Well, and we sort of expect others to follow that line. Otherwise we feel like, oh, why aren't they doing it? Anyway, I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I took my dog for a walk on a small island, and coming around the corner, there's a bay, and a lot of people anchor their boats there. Sometimes 60 boats can be there. Somewhere along the line, a boat had got loose from its anchor, a pretty nice, large boat, about 36 feet, and was up against the rocks. Now, because it wasn't windy, it hadn't done a lot of damage. It was just sitting on the rocks, and the tide was coming back up, but there wasn't anyone around. So we went around, walked around, got back to my dinghy, started driving there, ran across a friend of mine in a boat, and he said he just had kind of come by there and talked to someone else, and they said the boats got loose sometime last night. Now, this is already basically 24 hours then, right? And I said, well, the tide's going up. We should go just pull it off the rocks for them. So, because when the tide comes back up, it doesn't get pulled off the rock. The waves are going to smash it against the rocks, and the boat will be toast. He basically said, no, we have some excuses. Whatever they be, it doesn't matter. So, Rudy and I, we went there, the boat, saw the phone number on there, if there was an emergency call, drove the boat back home because I didn't have my cell phone with me, called the number, left a message. Then I tried to round up someone to come and help because I couldn't take the boat, pull it, and release it from the anchor that got dragged there at the same time. It takes two people, one on the boat and one pulling it. And there's a dock nearby, a few hundred feet. We could have just pulled it to the dock, tied it up there till whoever the person is can come and take care of the situation. It looked like they had put a brand new anchor rope, anchor and chain on it, but probably maybe not left enough of it out. So anyway, it's kind of sad because I couldn't get anyone to come and help. The one guy that probably would have helped wasn't around, not till later in the evening. So I was a little disappointed. I couldn't understand why you wouldn't want to reach out and help somebody who couldn't directly be there. And years back, I had a boat anchored out, and it got loose from an anchor while I was in another city. Nobody really wanted to get the boat. There's one guy I came across the odd time on the dock and said hi to him. He saw it, got into his boat, picked up my boat, brought it back to the dock, tied it up. Other than that, it would have been up on the rocks and smashed. Because everybody else left it. See, that's the line in the sand. I drew a line and I'm saying, that's not right. When something like that comes across your path, shouldn't you help? But see, that's a line. It's my line, not anyone else's. The next person can come along and draw a line somewhere else and say, well, no, what you're saying may or may not be correct, but this is really the line of just and right. And they may draw a line that further than mine, where it says you should donate at least 2 or 3 days or weekends a month to some charity work, helping older people, kids, hospital, whatever it be, you see. And I don't do that. Funny thing is, I don't feel I need to, nor does it need to be a part of my living to do that. In other words, to feel good and positive. On the other hand, when I do see somebody directly in front of me that needs help, then my line says that's what I gotta do. So whose line is correct? You see, their line is a little further to the left. If the person had come down the dock who owned the boat and said, please could you help me, at least get me to the boat and just give me a little tow off the rocks and then I can start the engines and take care of myself, they probably would have jumped at it. But their line says they need to have the person there. So, it's just a different line. That's how we judge things. See, we become judge, jury, and executioner. And unfortunately, we become that then for ourselves. Because a lot of times, we draw a line that doesn't work for us. We drew it because of childhood, because of what other people say and so forth. So we try to match up to this line, but we can't. Or we do it, but it's not bringing us any joy. Because we sort of do it out of guilt, rather than saying, this is what feels good for us. See, and I think each individual has to judge that for themselves. And yeah, see, there comes an issue. If you saw a child drowning, would you jump in? You know, I remember reading an article where people were standing on a bridge where a child had fallen in and it was drowning and no one jumped in. And a jogger came along and he finally jumped in, but by that time he was too late. You know, and in questioning you go, why didn't you jump in? Well, the river was moving too fast, I would have drowned it. Then there would have been two people to rescue, so and so and so. Everybody had their reason. And, of course, as I stand here, I look at it and I go, if your line isn't there where you're reacting and at least doing something, then your line is too far to the left or to the right. You see, that's now I'm being judge and jury and executioner. Because I have decided that that's where the line should be. Well, if I was standing next to Mother Teresa, where would her line be compared to mine? Given her entire life for to helping people? Her line is so far to whatever, I can't even see it. I couldn't live it no matter what. So, you know, we say then that if a person has a line so far towards humanitarian, that they are better and more special. But when we go back and think about the game and we create our environment and our episodes and what we experience in a roundabout way, then that judgment doesn't hold true anymore either. Because if you can't be judged, jury, and executioner for a line that's a little to the left of yours, you cannot judge a line that's to the right of yours either. You know, we again justify that and we say, well, this line's better, so I can judge this as good. I just can't judge this. You either judge or you don't judge, right? So really, I'm trying to find my joy. I'm working on, rather than judging things as good or bad, judging it, okay, is this right for me? Is this line making me feel good? Is this where I feel good? Based on whether I think I should be there, or if it's just, that's where I want to be, and that's it. See, some people And I can understand this, don't want to care. And I can understand that fully, because there's lots of times I really don't want to either, because caring can be painful. And sometimes you can't do anything. You want to do more, but you can't. So you care, so it hurts. So they go, oh, I just won't care. That's an option too. Regardless, in trying to find our joy, we have to find what's right for us. Now, I think and believe that if we do that at the same time, while opening our heart centers and letting that flow of love continue to flow out, as we experience more joy, that flow increases. So let's say we could open that valve to a level of 10. As our joy in our life expands, our ability to open that valve and flow more love actually expands. So the more we follow our joy, keeping ourselves happy, the more love actually flows out. Now, considering the power of love, it then takes care of situations that we felt we should be taking care of. Now, if the situation with the boat, because I couldn't find anyone to help, I sort of got depressed for a little bit, then I tried to work it out in my head. Then later on, I went there and I figured, well, okay, I'm going to at least try to pull it away from the rocks, if nothing else, and maybe someone will come along and give me a hand. Rather than just coming back the next day and seeing it smashed. But that's a choice I made. But in the meantime, I had worked it through my head and began to open my valve again and let it flow. And lo and behold, by the time I came back, the situation was taken care of. I don't know if the person who owned the boat came back, or if someone with another boat and a few people came and rescued it, but I couldn't find it anywhere in the bay, so I think it got towed in to one of the nearby marinas and tied up safely till someone could get there. Anyway, the point is the situation got taken care of. Now, you might say, Claus, the situation would have probably got taken care of anyway, regardless if you would have sent love or not. Well, we'll never know for sure, will we? I guess that's where the saying comes in. Some things are worth believing in, be they true or not, or may we prove them true or not.